Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ken. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is La Violencia en las Redes Sociales. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Title: La Violencia en las Redes Sociales.
In recent years, the rise of social media platforms has drastically transformed our society and the way we communicate. These digital platforms have provided us with a global space to connect, share ideas, and express ourselves. However, alongside the numerous benefits, there is a disturbing and concerning aspect that has emerged: the rise of online violence. Social media platforms have become a breeding ground for hate speech, harassment, cyberbullying, and many other forms of violence. Online anonymity and the ease of posting content has allowed individuals to unleash their anger, frustrations, and prejudices onto others, often without facing any consequences. The virtual world has become a battleground where anyone is a potential victim, and the consequences can be devastating. It is important to recognize that the violence we witness on social media is not merely a virtual experience. The psychological and emotional toll on victims is very real, with profound impacts on their mental health and overall well-being. Countless individuals have been driven to depression, anxiety, and even suicide as a result of relentless online abuse. It is time we acknowledge that words have the power to harm and destroy lives, even when they are typed behind a screen. The reasons behind online violence are complex and multifaceted. The feeling of detachment and reduced empathy that comes with online interactions plays a significant role in the increase of aggression. The lack of face-to-face communication eliminates the human connection and the consequences for one's actions, leading individuals to feel less accountable for their behavior. In addition, the social media algorithms that prioritize engagement often amplify controversial and extreme content, creating an echo chamber that fuels hatred and polarizes society.
The impact of online violence extends beyond individuals. It affects our society as a whole. Online hate speech contributes to the normalization of discrimination, racism, misogyny, and various other forms of prejudice. Such attitudes seep into our offline lives, creating a toxic and divided environment. It is essential to realize that the violence we witness on social media is not something confined to the digital realm. It spills over into our daily lives, our relationships, and our communities.
Addressing online violence requires a multi-pronged approach. Firstly, social media platforms need to take responsibility for creating safe spaces for users. Implementing stricter regulations and policies to combat hate speech and harassment, as well as investing in improved content moderation systems, are crucial steps to ensure the well-being of users. Additionally, fostering digital literacy and promoting empathy and respectful communication online are essential in creating a culture of tolerance and understanding.
Education also has a vital role to play in dealing with online violence. Parents, teachers, and guardians need to ensure that young people are equipped with the necessary tools to navigate the digital world responsibly and safely. Schools should incorporate digital citizenship into their curriculum, teaching students about the importance of ethical behavior online. By educating the younger generation on the consequences and ethics of social media use, we can cultivate a more empathetic and compassionate digital society.
Lastly, individuals must take active roles in combating online violence. By spreading awareness and speaking out against hate speech and harassment, we can create a collective resistance to cyberbullying. Encouraging positive and constructive interactions online helps to drown out negative voices and foster a more inclusive digital community. It is crucial to remember that by remaining silent, we are indirectly contributing to the perpetuation of online violence.
In conclusion, the rise of social media has brought with it a disturbing surge in online violence. The consequences go far beyond the digital world, affecting the well-being of individuals and the fabric of our society. It is imperative for social media platforms to take responsibility, for education to play a critical role, and for individuals to actively combat this issue. By working together, we can create a safer, more respectful, and empathetic digital environment where everyone can thrive.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.